Welcome to Since You Asked with Jim Barrier on the Cross Global Media Radio Network. Send Jim your questions about the Bible and Christianity to jim@cgmradio.com. Subscribe to Since You Asked by visiting us online at cgmradio.com/ask. And now, here's your host, Jim Barrier.
Last week, we talked about things we should not fear: the wrath of God, trusting God, obeying God, the power of God, the call of God. Today, let's look at some things in this world that we should not fear. One of the things people are really afraid of is being alone. Jesus said to his followers, "I will ask the Father, and he will give you another helper, so that he may be with you forever. The helper is the Spirit of truth, one whom the world cannot receive because it does not see him or know him. But you know him because he remains with you and will be in you. I will not leave you as orphans. I am coming to you. After a little while, the world no longer is going to see me, but you are going to see me because I live. You also will live. On that day, you will know that I am in the Father, and you are in me, and I in you. The one who has my commandments and keeps them is the one who loves me. And the one who loves me will be loved by my Father, and I will love him and reveal myself to him." And Judas, not Iscariot, said to him, "Lord, what has happened that you are going to reveal yourself to us and not to the world?" Jesus answered and said, "If anyone loves me, he will follow my word, and my Father will love him, and we will come to him and make our dwelling with him. The one who does not love me does not follow my words. The word which you hear is not mine, but the Father's who sent me. These things I have spoken to you while remaining with you. But the Helper, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he will teach you all things. He will remind you of all that I have said to you. Peace I leave you. My peace I give you. Not as the world gives you, do I give you. Do not let your hearts be troubled, nor fearful. You heard that I said to you, 'I am going away, and I am coming to you.' If you loved me, you would rejoice because I am going to the Father, for the Father is greater than I. And now I have told you before it happens, so that when it happens, you may believe." Jesus will never leave you alone. His Spirit is with you. Fear not. Do not fear people. Psalm 27 says, "The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom should I fear? The Lord is the defense of my life. Whom should I dread? When evildoers come upon me to devour my flesh, my adversaries and my enemies, they stumbled and fell. If an army encamps against me, my heart will not fear. If war arises against me, in spite of this, I am confident." Psalm 56 says, "Be gracious to me, God, for a man is trampled upon me. Fighting all day long, he oppresses me. My enemies have trampled upon me all day long. They are many who fight proudly against me. When I am afraid, I will put my trust in you, in God, whose word I praise. In God, I have put my trust. I shall not be afraid. What can mere mortals do to me? In God I have put my trust. I shall not be afraid. What can mankind do to me?" And don't fear people who are in power. 2 Kings chapter 1. "The angel of the Lord said to Elijah, 'Go down with him and do not be afraid of him.' So he got up and went down with him to the king." And Jeremiah 42 says, "Do not be afraid of the king of Babylon, whom you are now fearing. Do not be afraid of him, declares the Lord, for I am with you to save you and rescue you from his hand. God is the ultimate authority." We live in a time when everyone is afraid of what others will say. Don't be afraid of people who slander or falsely accuse you. Don't let gossip or political correctness paralyze you. 2 Kings 19 says, "The Lord says this, do not be fearful because of the words that you have heard." Isaiah 51 says, "Listen to me, you who know righteousness, a people in whose heart is my law. Do not fear the taunting of people. Do not be terrified of their abuses." And also, don't fear the anger of others. In Isaiah 41, "Do not fear, for I am with you. Do not be afraid, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. I will also help you. I will also uphold you by my righteous right hand. Behold, all those who are angered at you will be ashamed and dishonored. Those who contend with you will be as nothing and will perish. You will seek those who quarrel with you, but will not find them, for those who war with you will be as nothing and non-existent. For I am the Lord your God, who takes hold of your right hand, who says to you, do not fear, I will help you." And don't fear people who quarrel over past issues. In Genesis 26, Isaiah dug again the wells of water which had been dug in the days of his father Abraham, for the Philistines had stopped them up after the death of Abraham, and he gave them the same names which his father had given them. But when Isaac's servants dug in the valley and found there was a well flowing with water, the herdsmen of Gerar quarreled with the herdsmen of Isaac, saying, "The water is ours." So he named the well Esek, because they argued with him. Then they dug another well, and they quarreled over it too, so he named it Sitnah. Then he moved away from there and dug another well, and they did not quarrel over it, so he named it Rehoboth, for he said, "At last the Lord has made room for us, and we will be fruitful in the land," and went from there to Beersheba. And the Lord appeared to him the same night and said, "I am the God of your father Abraham. Do not fear, for I am with you. I will bless you and multiply your descendants for the sake of my servant Abraham." So he built an altar there and called upon the name of the Lord and pitched his tent there. And there Isaac's servants dug a well. Some people hold grudges that have gone on for generations. Better to move on and fear not. And don't be intimidated by stubborn or rebellious people. God told Ezekiel, "The house of Israel will not be willing to listen to you, since they are not willing to listen to me. The entire house of Israel certainly is stubborn and obstinate. Behold, I have made your face just as hard as their faces, and your forehead just as hard as their foreheads, like emery harder than flint. I have made your forehead. Do not be afraid of them or be dismayed before them, for they are a rebellious house." And do not be afraid when you feel outnumbered. In Deuteronomy 20, it says, "When you go out to battle against your enemies and see horses and chariots and people more numerous than you, do not be afraid of them, for the Lord your God, who brought you up from the land of Egypt, is with you. When you are approaching the battle, the priest shall come forward and speak to the people, and he shall say to them, 'Hear, Israel, you are approaching the battle against your enemies today. Do not be faint-hearted. Do not be afraid or panic or terrified by them. For the Lord your God is the one who is going with you to fight for you against your enemies to save you.'" And in Joshua 3, "Then they came out, and they and all their armies with them, as many people as the sand that is on the seashore, with very many horses and chariots. So all the kings gathered together and came and encamped together at the waters of Merom to fight against Israel. Yet the Lord said to Joshua, 'Do not be afraid of them, for tomorrow at this time I am going to turn all of them over to Israel as good as dead.'" The battle belongs to the Lord. Remembering your past victories helps you to overcome fear. In Numbers 21, Moses defeated Sihon, and then he faced Og. And the Lord said to Moses, "Do not fear him, for I have handed him over to you, and all his people and his land. And you shall do to him as you did to the king of the Amorites." And here's a great story that we all heard in Sunday school. When the armies of Israel saw Goliath, they were very fearful and fled before him. But David said to Saul, "Your servant has killed both the lion and the bear, and this uncircumcised Philistine will be like one of them, since he has defied the armies of the living God. The Lord who saved me from the paw of the lion and the paw of the bear will save me from the hand of this Philistine." David had experienced the protection of the Lord in past battles, so he was not afraid of the giant he was facing. And don't be afraid of spiritual warfare. It is real, and so are angels. After praying for 3 weeks, Daniel was visited by an angel who said, "Don't be afraid, Daniel, for from the first day that you set your heart on understanding this and on humbling yourself before God, your words were heard. And I have come in response to your words. But the prince of the kingdom of Persia was standing in my way for 21 days. Then behold, Michael, one of the chief princes, came to help me, for I had been left there with the kings of Persia. And then this one touched me again and strengthened me, and he said, 'Do not be afraid. Peace to you. Be courageous.' Now as soon as he spoke to me, I felt strengthened and said, 'May my Lord speak, for you have strengthened me.' Then he said, 'I shall now return to fight against the prince of Persia. So I am leaving, and behold, the prince of Greece is about to come.'" So it seems like the battles never end. But God is with you, and he even sends angels to fight on your behalf. So fear not. I know people who worry about tribulation and persecution. Jesus told his disciples not to fear persecution. He said, "A disciple is not above his teacher, nor a slave above his master. It is enough for the disciple that he may become like his teacher, and the slave like his master. If they have called the head of the house Beelzebub, how much more will they insult the members of his household? So do not fear them, for there is nothing concealed that will not be revealed, or hidden that will not be known. What I tell you in the darkness, tell in the light, and what you hear whispered in your ear, proclaim on the rooftops. And do not be afraid of those who kill the body but are unable to kill the soul. Rather, fear him who is able to destroy both soul and body in hell. Are two sparrows not sold for a penny? And yet not one of them will fall to the ground without your Father knowing about it. But even the hairs of your head are all counted. So do not fear. You are more valuable than a great number of sparrows." Every major religion acknowledges suffering. Sometimes we can be overwhelmed by suffering or the fear of it. Peter tells us in his first letter, "Even if you should suffer for the sake of righteousness, you are blessed. And do not fear their intimidation. And do not be in dread, but sanctify Christ as Lord in your hearts. Always be ready to make a defense to everyone who asks you to give an account for the hope that is in you, but with gentleness and respect, and keep a good conscience, so that in the thing in which you are slandered, those who disparage your good behavior in Christ will be put to shame. For it is better, if God should will it so, that you suffer for doing what is right, rather than for doing what is wrong." And he continues, "Beloved, do not be surprised at the fiery ordeal among you, which comes upon you for your testing, as though something strange were happening to you. But to the degree that you share the sufferings of Christ, keep on rejoicing, so that at the revelation of his glory, you may also rejoice and be overjoyed. If you are insulted for the name of Christ, you are blessed, because the Spirit of glory and of God rests upon you. Make sure that none of you suffers as a murderer or a thief or an evildoer or a troublesome meddler. But if anyone suffers as a Christian, he is not to be ashamed, but is to glorify God in this name. For it is time for judgment to begin with the household of God. And if it begins with us first, what will be the outcome of those who do not obey the gospel of God? And if it is with difficulty that the righteous is saved, what will become of the godless man and the sinner? Therefore, those also who suffer according to the will of God are to entrust their souls to a faithful Creator in doing what is right. Wow! Not many preachers talk about suffering according to the will of God. In fact, some would have you believe that if you suffer at all, you must not be in God's will. And oh yeah, he says, judgment begins in God's house, not the White House. Don't be afraid of apparent evil. When Joseph confronted his abusive brothers, he said, "As for you, you meant evil against me, but God meant it for good in order to bring about this present result, to keep many people alive. So therefore, do not be afraid." Humans fear failure. Samuel said to the people, "Do not fear. You have committed all this evil, yet do not turn aside from the following of the Lord, but serve the Lord with all your heart. If you fail, repent. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness." There is a passage read at most funerals. If you take out the chapter and verse numbers and add the previous verse, this is how it reads. Jesus said to Peter, "Before a rooster crows, you will deny me three times. Do not let your heart be troubled. Believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house there are many rooms. If that were not so, I would have told you, because I am going there to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I am coming again and will take you to myself, so that where I am, there you also will be." Jesus was saying, "Peter, you're going to fail big time, but I've got you covered. Fear not." Failure produces shame. Isaiah 54 says, "Fear not, for you will not be put to shame, and do not feel humiliated, for you will not be disgraced, but you will forget the shame of your youth." Don't fear your past failures and the shame that they produce. Do not fear when you are tired. Strengthen the exhausted, Isaiah 35 says, and make the feeble strong. Say to those with anxious heart, "Take courage, fear not." And a great one from Zephaniah 3. "Do not be afraid, Zion. Do not let your hands grow weak. The Lord your God is in your midst, a victorious warrior. He will rejoice over you with gladness. He will rest in his love. He will rejoice over you with singing." Do not be afraid when you are overwhelmed. Isaiah 43 says, "But now this is what the Lord says, he who is your creator, Jacob, and he who formed you, Israel, do not fear, for I have redeemed you. I have called you by name. You are mine. When you pass through the waters, I will be with you, and through the rivers, they will not overflow you. When you walk through the fire, you will not be scorched, nor will the flame burn you, for I am the Lord your God, the Holy One of Israel, your Savior." And do not fear death. In Genesis 21, Abraham got up early in the morning and took bread and water and gave them to Hagar, putting them on her shoulder, and gave her the boy and sent her away. And she departed and wandered about in the wilderness of Beersheba. When the water was used up, she left the boy under one of the bushes, Then she went and sat down opposite him, about a bow shot away, for she said, "May I not see the boy die?" And she sat opposite him and raised her voice and wept. God heard the boy crying, and the angel of God called to Hagar from the heaven and said, "What is the matter with you, Hagar? Do not fear, for God has heard the voice of the boy where he is. Get up, lift up the boy, and hold him by the hand, for I will make a great nation of him." Then God opened her eyes, and she saw a well of water, and she went and filled the skin with water and gave the boy a drink. In John chapter 11, the story of Lazarus' resurrection. Mary said to Jesus, "Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died. Even now, I know that whatever you ask of God, God will give you." Jesus said to her, "Your brother will rise from the dead." And Martha said, "I know that he will rise in the resurrection on the last day." Jesus said to her, "I am the resurrection and the life. The one who believes in me will live even if he dies, and everyone who lives and believes in me will never die." Another verse that is often quoted at funerals, Psalm 23. "Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me." The Apostle Paul said, "For me to live is Christ, and to die is gain." Interestingly, the prophets address some issues that people are afraid of in current events. About the media, Jeremiah 51, "Do not let your heart grow faint, and do not be afraid of the report that will be heard in the land. For the report will come in 1 year, and after that, another report in another year." Sounds just like watching the news today. Conspiracy theories. Isaiah 8, "You are not to say this is a conspiracy regarding everything that this people call a conspiracy, and you are not to fear what they fear or be in dread of it." And how about blood moons and asteroids? Jeremiah 10 says, "Do not learn the way of the nations, and do not be terrified by the signs of the heavens, even though the nations are terrified by them." And listen to the words of Jesus. "There will be signs in the sun and moon and stars, and on the earth distress among nations, in perplexity at the roaring of the seas and waves. People will faint from fear, the expectation of the things that are coming upon the world, for the powers of the heavens will be shaken, and then will they see the Son of Man coming in a cloud with power and great glory. When these things begin to take place, straighten up, lift up your heads, because your redemption is drawing near." Don't be afraid of the end times. God has the big picture. Isaiah 44 says, "This is what the Lord says, He who made you and formed you from the womb, who will help you. Do not fear, Jacob my servant, and Jeshurun whom I have chosen, for I will pour water on the thirsty land, and streams on the dry ground. I will pour out my spirit on your offspring, and my blessing on your descendants, and they will spring up among the grass like poplars by the streams of water. This one will say, 'I am the Lord's,' and that one will call upon the name of Jacob, and another will write on his hand, 'Belonging to the Lord,' and will give himself Israel's name with honor. This is what the Lord says, 'He who is the King of Israel, and his Redeemer, the Lord of the armies. I am the first, and I am the last. There is no God besides me. Who is like me? Let him proclaim and declare it, and let him confront me, beginning with my establishing the ancient nation, and let them declare to them the things that are coming, and the events that are going to take place. Do not tremble. Do not be afraid. Have I not long since announced it to you and declared it? And you are my witnesses. Is there any God besides me? or is there any other rock? I know of none. There are many things in this world that bring potential fears. Being alone, being surrounded by armies, persecution, suffering, failure, death, current events, the end times. Fear not, Jesus said. These things I have spoken to you so that in me you may have peace. In the world you have tribulation, but take courage. I have overcome the world. Fear not.
Since You Asked is a production of Jim Barrier and Cross Global Media. Visit us online and subscribe to the show at cgmradio.com/ask.